I put the scrapbook back as I'd found it, and finished going through his things. But there were no keys to a newly purchased Porsche, no hastily scrawled map to bags of money buried in the high desert, and no unexplained series of numbers for the Swiss accounts. There was only the 36C. That's the way it goes sometimes. I made sure the rooms were like I had found them. Then I let myself out, locked the door, and went around to the drive. The German Shepherd was gone, so was Allie. The other two were still on their backs. I said, "Allie get bored?" The one with the radio said, "She said she was hot. She went in to cool off." The one with the little round glasses said, "What took you so long?" "Pit stop." Elvis Cole, man of a thousand lies. "You guys know Mark's friend, Jennifer?"
"Sure."
"She come around lately?"
"Not for a couple of weeks, but she used to."
The one with the glasses said, "She's so flat, I don't know what he sees in her." The one with the radio said,
"Please, Brittany."
"Brittany, whatever happened to the women's movement?" I said, "Mark said he got another friend. Have you met her?" The one with the radio said,
"We haven't seen her."
Brittany sat up and wrapped her arms around her knees.
"You mean he's available?"
I shrugged. Michael Bolton started singing about how much being in love hurt, and the one with the radio turned it up. Brittany lay back and stretched, making a thing of lifting her ribs and showing her body. She looked thoughtful. Making plans, no doubt. Devising strategies. The one with the radio said,
"Let me get Allie. She wanted to say goodbye."
Then she got up and went into the house. Brittany was mumbling to herself, and Allie was probably mumbling too. I left before they got back.